好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord。
主的恩典总是够我们用的。
God's grace is always sufficient。
无论我们在怎样的光景当中，神就是我们的避难所，是我们的高台。
No matter what kind of circumstance, and God is just our fortress.
因为神的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光，也是我们生命的灵粮。
So God's word is light of our path, also our daily bread.
今天讲到的题目是愿主的旨意成就。
The summary title today is May the Lord's will be done.
我开始讲到以前有一个祷告，把时间交给神。
So before we start preaching, let's pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
谢谢你每天陪伴我们。
Lord, we thank you that you are with us every day.
主耶稣，当你来到世上的时候，你被称为是以马内利的神。
Oh Lord Jesus, when you come to the world and you are just called the Emmanuel.
你就是我们的道路、真理和生命。
You are our way, truth, and life.
你这一生所活的道路，就让我们看见如何让主的旨意成就在你的身上。
The life of your past, you just show us and how to let the God's will just be done.
谢谢主，听祷告，奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer in Jesus Christ's name. We pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，愿主的旨意成就。
May the Lord's will be done.
要我们使徒行传一路讲到现在，讲到21章了。
So we just preach about the book of Acts. Now we just get to chapter 21.
保罗这一路走来，他在哪里停留，在哪里经过，圣灵是怎么带领的呢？
So along this way, where did Paul stop and pass, and how was the Holy Spirit leading him?
那么主的旨意是如何借着对保罗生命的带领，让我们看见圣灵对我们的带领呢？
So how the Lord's will is through the guidance of Paul's life allow us to see the guidance of the Holy Spirit on us.
这是今天这篇讲章的主要的意思，也是上帝的心意在这里。
And this is God's will in this for today's sermon.
我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
圣灵的感动。
Inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是怎么感动和带领保罗他们这一支短宣队的呢？
How did the Holy Spirit inspire Paul and his team?
我们是上一篇讲到保罗离开了米利多，保罗又开始出发了。
In last sermon, we talked about after leaving Miletus, Paul set out again.
那么保罗去哪儿了呢？
Where was Paul going?
他是带着伤感的离别，他要去到何方呢？
With a sad farewell, where was he going?
从整个大方向来看，他们最后是要回到耶路撒冷的。
So from the biggest direction, we can see Paul would return to Jerusalem.
那么至于怎么回去呢？在回程中的变数又是如何呢？
So about the situation in the returning trip, how was it?
首先是南岸西行伯推罗。
First, head west from the south bank to Tyre.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
就在土耳其的南边的海岸线上。
That is along the southern side of the Turkey.
保罗离开了米利都，就一直往西走，沿着南边的海岸线一直往西走，最后走到了推罗，就这个意思。
That is when Paul just left the Miletus, he just went west and just along the seashore.
那么保罗选择在土耳其的三个小城市停留小住，那又有什么意思？有圣灵怎样的带领呢？
What was Paul's intention when he chose to stay in the three small towns in Turkey?
好像也没听保罗说圣灵有什么带领啊。
Since we did not hear that Paul said that the Holy Spirit has any guidance.
当然保罗没有说不代表没有圣灵的带领吧。
Of course, even though Paul did not say, it doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit doesn't lead him.
因为圣灵的带领有些是可以说得出来的，有些是说不出来的。
Because the leading of the Holy Spirit can be spoken or unspoken.
他到达第一个小海岛叫做哥士。
So this is the first small island he went to. Its name, the name is Kos.
这个地方到今天也仍然是一个籍籍无名的小城镇啊。
Even today, and Kos is an unknown town.
但是在这个小岛上呢
，However, and this is little island,
却是我们鼎鼎有名的西方医学鼻祖希波克拉底的出生地啊。
It is the birthplace of Hippocrates, the famous originator of the Western medicine.
罗底曾经呢有横跨港口的亚波罗神的巨像啊。
There used to be a 37-meter high statue of Apollos in Rhodes.
高达37公尺。
Is the height is 37 meter.
与埃及的金字塔齐名，称为古代七大奇景之一。
Also, together with the pyramid in Egypt, it was one of the seven wonders of ancient times.
那么这个帕大拉的特别之处呢？
The special part about Patara.
是在主前四世纪就开始有自己发行的钱币了。
And that is the coin were issued in the 4th century BC.
大家不要小看这个货币中的钱币啊。
Do not overlook about the coins.
它在钱币史上远超过中国2000多年了。
In history of a coin, it is this far more than China's for more than like 2000 years.
你要知道中国在庚子赔款的时候赔的仍然是用银两来支付，你了解吗？
So, do you understand that China was still paying the guns compensation and silver tab.
今天不是讲货币史，不是讲金融史，所以不能展开这个题目讲。但是大家了解一个国家、一个民族、一个地区什么时候有钱币、有货币，纸币，特别是那是整个金融活动、经济活动的一个象征和标志啊。
So we just need to know that actually that's a mark about this.The coin or the paper money issued.
这个帕大拉这一个地方呢，它在2300-2400年前就已经开始有货币了，就已经开始有钱币、有纸币了。
And this place, Patara, actually 2000 years ago, they already used the coin.
其次呢是远望居比路带岛。
Secondly, look closely at Cyprus and pray for them.
当船经过塞浦路斯
，When the ship passed.Past the Cyprus.
塞浦路斯就是居比路了。
So that's the Cyprus.
保罗一定会想起他的好朋友巴拿巴。
Paul would definitely think of his friend Barnabas.
也一定会为这位灵里边的好朋友代祷嘛。
And would also definitely pray for this good spiritual friend.
上一次因为马可的缘故呢，两人分道扬镳了。
Last time, because of Mark, and the two parted ways.
算起来，不知不觉十年就过去了。
10 years passed before they knew it.
属灵人之间发生矛盾，应该不是核心价值观的异同了。
So when there's conflicts between the spiritual people, are not the because the differences or similarity in core values.
那是生命阶段成长所留下的印记而已，对不对？
But are just signs of growth in life stages.
所以路加在记载的时候呢，他的字里行间是带着怜悯的。
Therefore, Luke also recorded it with compassion.
圣经说望见居比路就从南边行过往叙利亚去。
So the Bible says when we had just come inside of Cyprus,
然后还加了一个理由，他说我们就在推罗上岸，因为船要在那里卸货呀。
And leaving it on the left, we sailed to Syria and landed in Tyre, for there the ship was to unload its cargo.
你看到这里边有保罗和路加的这个心理活动在这里被记载下来了，对吧
？And you can see the mindset that between the Paul and the Luke when he recorded.
保罗在那里望见塞浦路斯。
So it says, so Paul, when we had come inside of a Cyprus,
然后他就选择从塞浦路斯的南边经过呀。
So Paul just chose to pass by from the south.
这本身就是一份思念与代祷了嘛。
So by itself, it is a thought and a prayer.
此时此刻，巴拿巴应该早就不在塞浦路斯了。
At that moment, Barnabas should have been no longer in Cyprus.
但是保罗仍在船边望着。岸边的绿树，用祷告为属灵的伙伴守望。
But Paul was still on the side of the boat, looking at the green trees on the shore, watching over his spiritual companion in prayer.
有一年我去英国去参加一个姐妹的女儿她结婚，我跟师母两个去。
So several years ago, I just went to England to attend a wedding with my wife for a friend's and the daughter.
去的时候也想起当年我曾经的一个属灵的伙伴吧。
When I went there, it reminds me about my spiritual the partner.
算是在历史当中，我们曾经也发生过矛盾。
In history, we had a conflict before.
去到以后，我就请当地的弟兄给他打个电话，就说我到了。 能不能见一面呢？
When I got there, I just asked a brother there, say if he can just contact this person so we can meet him.
当然我猜他可能还没有过吧，就婉言谢绝了，我还是不去了，不去了。
So I'm just wondering, maybe he just still did not just let things go, so he just did not accept my invitation.
心里边的感受好像是五味杂陈，好像比较复杂，不知怎么描述了。
So I have a kind of mixed feeling in it.
觉得有一些可惜。
I just feel kind of it's a pitiful.
结果我回到美国来以后，大概过个一两年，就听到消息说他得癌症去世了。
When I returned to the U.S. a year, one or two years later, I just heard the news that he passed away.
我觉得这是生命当中的一份惋惜吧，可惜吧。
And I just feel kind of regret about this.
我在这里也在这里。自己劝勉自己，也我们来彼此劝勉。
I also just want to encourage each other.
其实属灵的伙伴之间有矛盾，并不是一个利害冲突，并不是一个核心价值观的不同了。
So the conflicts among the spiritual friends is not because of the core value.
没有什么过不去的坎儿啊。
There's nothing we cannot let go.
若是神赐给我们机会，我们尽可能的和好，尽可能打个招呼，至少要有个礼貌吧。
If God gives us an opportunity, at least we just try our best.
否则一过去就成为一个遗憾留在心里的。
Otherwise, even the opportunity passed, and we just have this regret in our heart.
这个原则用在我们平常的日常生活的人际关系也是合用的。
And this principle also can be used in our daily life.
最后呢，是重提腓尼基的记忆了。
Finally, just revisit the Phoenician memory.
21:3, 本来这句话可以怎么说呢？
So the sentence and in verse 3, could originally have said.
本来可以说遇见一只船要往叙利亚去，就上船起行。多简单啊。
So we can say like this, when he found a ship going to Syria, he got on board and set sail.
但是路加很奇怪，在这里就没有用叙利亚，他是说他用了腓尼基来取代叙利亚。
However, here, Luke just replaced Syria with the Phoenicia.
我猜想这是保罗的意思了。
I guess maybe it's Paul's idea.
我们知道保罗是一个对希腊和希伯来文化的非常非常熟悉的一个人物了。
So we know Paul is a person, he's very familiar with the Hebrew and the Greek culture.
腓尼基对历史上的影响并不辉煌，却足以深刻呀。
Phoenicia's influence on history was not brilliant, but profound enough.
我们知道今天这个西方的文化、西方的语言、西方的哲学从希腊开始啊。
We know that the Western culture and that the philosophy just started just from Greek.
但是你知道希腊文字的字母是根据什么来决定的吗？
Do you know what is the Greek alphabet determined by?
它竟然是根据腓尼基的泥板楔形文字的22个字母来确定了希腊文的字母，你知道吗？
Do you know the 22 letters of the cuneiform of a Phoenician clay tablet just became the motherboard for finalization?
换句话讲，腓尼基的文字甚至是希腊文文字的字母的模板呐、啊。
So the Phoenician clay tablets is the motherboard for the Greek alphabet.
所以，对于一个熟悉两希文化的保罗来讲，对此不会无感，他会感触深刻的。
So therefore, and Paul, who was familiar with the both Hebrew and the Greek culture, would not be indifferent to it.
Yeah, 那对于腓尼基的海外殖民地呢
？Addition and just as an overseas colony of the Phoenicia.
我们大概也应该知道有一个地方叫做迦太基，对吧
？And this place is called the Carthage.
如果对迦太基可能不熟悉的话呢
？If you're not familiar with Carthage.
那对其战神汉尼拔却应该多少有些风闻吧
？We may just heard some. It is about this the Punicist War.
因为汉尼拔，他也曾经是历史上一位被称为是战神的人物啊。
Because Hannibal, he just was called the Punic War.
在罗马帝国以前，我们知道是亚历山大嘛。
We know before the Roman Emperor is Alexander.
那么亚历山大和罗马帝国之间有一个人物，就是汉尼拔了。
So between the Roman Emperor and that is the Hannibal.
它就是大概218年到205年之间，是迦太基与罗马帝国的一场战争，被称为第二次布匿战争了。
So that is between the year about 218, and there's this kind of the war.
这个汉尼拔这个人是不按常理出牌啊。
So Hannibal is a person, just don't just go according to the logic.
他从北非去打罗马。
He just fight a battle to Rome.
按道理来讲，就直接地中海冲过去的好了。
He can just go straight from Mediterranean Sea.
他不是哎。
He didn't do so.
他沿着地中海跑到直布罗陀海峡那边，直接从西班牙、葡萄牙那里上岸，翻过阿尔卑斯山，最后来到。罗马的后面来进攻罗马，把罗马人给吓坏了。
He just went through just from the Spain and just to fight them.
当然，最后罗马人当中有一个有一位智者。
At the end, there's a wise man in Rome.
他说：“对待汉尼拔，你不能跟他正面作战，你一定输的。”
And he said, if you just want to fight with a Hannibal, you just cannot just fight just that face to face.
对汉尼拔作战只有一个字，叫做拖字诀，拖着他，不要打。
And there's only one word you can say. It just kind of just extended.
因为这个人对迦太基的城邦政治非常了解。
And because he's so familiar with this the politics in Carthage.
迦太基的城邦政治呢，就怕当中出现一个比较了不起的独裁者，所以呢，对汉尼拔特别百般的限制，不供应粮草了，不提供武器了，不给人员的这个。增加了很多的限制。
They have sent a limitation to Hannibal just because they want to treat this to deal with those kind of a dictator.
时间一长，汉尼拔就变成打败仗了。
So when they just extend the time to fight, and then Hannibal's and he just he failed the war.
就像这样，第二次布匿战役的这样的事情，在保罗时代仍然还是被罗马帝国的人们去津津乐道。在传说呀。
So was the Punic War, and it was still talked about by the Romans in the time of Paul.
那在这里，保罗重提汉尼基对我们的教训是什么呢
？So for Paul to remind us about Carthage, what is he trying to tell us?
就是我们去传福音的时候，我们需要晓得一些基本的常识啊。
That is, when we share the gospel, we need to have some basic that common sense.
我们去向一个人传福音，应该了解这个国家的民族、历史、哲学、文化、语言和他们的风土人情啊。
So when we share the gospel, we just need to know about their history, culture, and all those kind of things.
对一个有历史的民族去传福音的话呢，特别是悠久历史。
When we share the gospel to a nation with a long time the history,
其实是不可以简单轻率。
We just cannot just be just just do it just very simply and lightly.
而是要付出多方面的忍耐与学习了。
Rather, it just requires patience and learning.
比如说对中国。
For example, for China,
对中国人传福音真是要付上许多忍耐的代价。
To share the gospel to the people and the Chinese, and we need to just pay the price.
要不要想想，随便说几句话，整个中华民族就完全复兴了。然后2030年就全国都得救了，然后2050年就全国人民都已经都全归主了。这种预言的宣告是本身是对中华民族的文化的不了解。
So if we just prophesied about certain years and that China would just be saved, and that is we just do not understand about this history.
好，我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
圣灵的警告。
Holy Spirit's warning.
有一个概念我不希望大家去混淆的。
One concept I just don't want to confuse it.
就是圣灵的警告并不等于是圣灵的禁止，大家知道吗
？So that is the warning of the Holy Spirit are not the same as the prohibitions of Holy Spirit.
要首先是来自推罗的警告了。
First, a warning from Tyre.
啊，船要在推罗卸货是何者的原因呢
？So what is the reason why the ship wanted to unload its cargo?
是因为要在塞浦路斯北望看一看那个地方，为巴拿巴祷告吗
Is it because they just want to just pray for Barnabas on, at the north?
Yeah, 还是因为要积极地去到推罗去拜访弟兄姐妹呢？
Or did he just rushly want to just visit brother or sister at Tyre?
这个已经不重要了。
And it is no longer important.
重要的是圣灵带领保罗一行要听到来自推罗的警告，对吧？
What is important is that the Holy Spirit led Paul and his party to hear the warning from Tyre.
他们一到推罗就迫不及待地去找到门徒啊。
Once they arrived in Tyre, they were eager to find the disciples.
这里边的找到在原文中是什么意思呢？
So what is the word find here in the original Bible?
在圣经中其实总共就出现了两次这个找到这个字。
So the word find only appeared twice in the Bible.
他们的意思就是经过一番周折，哎，终于找到他们了。
Which means they were just finally found after a lot of twists and turns.
这表达了一份对主的渴慕啊。
They express their longing for God.
有点像我们主日聚会，哇，渴慕快点聚会在这里。我们听讲道，听赞美，最后主日学习彼此的交通，渴慕，对吧？
So this longing, and that is just like a Sunday worship. We're so eager and to worship, have Sunday school, and just a fellowship.
要通常初信的弟兄姐妹比较多的这种感受。
Usually, and the first, the new believers, they have this kind of feeling.
也正如保罗去到推罗一样，跟那些弟兄姐妹也是初相识啊。
Just like when Paul went to Tyre, and he just, because they were just new acquaintance.
彼此之间渴望认识、分享主热的心是炙热的。
So they just have a passion, and they just want to desire to meet each other.
圣经说他们在那里连续住了七天，蛮长的了。
The Bible says they stayed there for 7 days.
Yeah, 当然圣徒相交必然同感一灵的。
So of course, the fellowship of the saints must.Be of the same spirit.
也正如保罗在前面所说
，As Paul said before,
呀，但知道圣灵在各城里向我指证，有捆锁与患难等待我。
Except that the Holy Spirit testified to me in every city that imprisonment and afflictions await me.
这是在20章23节里边讲的，对吧
？It's in Acts chapter 20:23.
就是说，保罗去到马其顿之后，一路走来，每一个城的弟兄姐妹都告诉他，耶路撒冷有捆锁，耶路撒冷有患难，你要小心呐、
啊。That is after Paul left the Macedonia and that he's just warned, and there will be the imprisonment and afflictions.
那么推罗的门徒也同样被圣灵感动，对保罗说：“你不要上耶路撒冷去啊。”
The disciples in Tyre were also moved by the Holy Spirit and said to Paul, "Don't go up to Jerusalem."
好，那他就继续的往前走啊。
And he moved on.
呀，其次有亚加布的警告。
Second, there is the Agabus warning.
保罗显然没有听推罗的警告了。
Obviously, Paul did not just listen to the.
他离开了推罗，就继续南下。
So, leaving Tyre, he continued to go southward.
啊，前往多利买。
And he went to Ptolemy.
就是今天的阿卡了。
And that is today's Acre.
仅仅停留了一天。
He stayed only for one day.
啊，多利买是个什么地方呢？
What kind of place is Ptolemy?
多利买和接下来去到的撒加利亚都是罗马。一个退役军人所建立的一个殖民地式的城市了，在那里。
So Ptolemy and the Caesarea were both colonies established just by the those the retired officers.
有那么一点点像德州的一个全美最大的陆军基地，叫做 Killeen 这个城市呢，因为有军人驻地在那里，整个城市全部都是以军人或者是服务军人为目的的这么一个城市，蛮大规模的。
It's like a clinic in Texas, and it's just like a very, just well, just maintain, established that just to serve those the soldiers.
有的时候我去访问一个朋友，也会从 clinic 这个陆军基地中间那条马路穿过去。
Sometimes when I went to visit a friend, and I just would go through this place clinic.
Yeah, 我们看见。因军人因军营而兴起来的城市与别的地方是不一样的。
And we can just see that the city that is established for because of those soldiers is very different.
在这样的城市，大多都住在来自世界各地，是罗马帝国各地，因为军人嘛，各地都有这些外邦人住在这样的城市里边。
So in this kind of city, usually there's some like the Gentiles that live there.
那保罗一行去到这个地方去哪儿呢？他要找谁呢
So who are they looking for, for Paul and his party?
圣经说他们去到以后就去到腓力家了。
The Bible says they stay at the house of Philip.
那腓力是谁呢？
Who is Philip?
腓力是耶路撒冷教会七个执事的其中一位，大家还记得吧？
So Philip is one of the deacons of the church in Jerusalem. Do you remember?
在使徒行传的第七章讲到这七个执事是怎么被按立的，腓力是其中一个。
In the book of Acts, chapter 7, mentioned about how the deacons were disordained.
保罗当年就是带着大祭司来抓这些门徒，包括腓力啊。
During the time, and Paul just tried to arrest those Christians, and Philip was one of them.
结果保罗今天悔改了。
Now, Paul repented.
也成为服事主的一员呢。
And he also became a person to serve
the Lord. 他和腓力一同成为向外邦人传福音的使徒。
And Philip just became the apostles that distributed the gospel.
他们在该撒利亚相遇了。
And they met in Caesarea.
这本身就是一个非常奇妙的经历。阿们。
By itself, it's an amazing just encounter.
腓力家里边，还有几个女儿。
So in Philip's home, he has several daughters.
圣经的描述很奇妙，说他们有四个女儿，都还是处女。而且都是说预言的。
And the Bible said very amazing that his four daughters, they're all virgins, and they just prophesied.
其实他的意思就是说，这一个家庭是一个属神的家庭啊。
So what I was trying to say is this family just that belong to God.
那圣经在这里把腓力当作一个背景，重点要带出一个人物来。
So here, Philip is just like a background for this the encounter, and The Bible wants to just bring up one person.
这个人叫做雅加布。
And his name is Agaba.
带出这个人物来，要借着这个人物带出一个警告的信息来。
So this person just bring a warning.
他在异象中，他发现有一个带着保罗那个腰牌那个人要被捆锁，会捆绑。
So in vision, he just saw that the pole would just be just bound just a.In Jerusalem.
他就指着保罗说，你将要在耶路撒冷受捆绑，并要交在外邦人，就是罗马人的手里了。
And I said that Paul would be just bound in Jerusalem and delivered into the hands of the Gentiles.
保罗听到这个消息非常淡定啊。
After Paul heard that, he was very calm.
他说我知道啊。
Paul said, I know.
从马其顿开始，圣灵就借着各地的肢体告诉我，也警告我，你也是其中之一。
Starting from Macedonia, the Holy Spirit told me and warned me through the members everywhere, including you.
我知道在耶路撒冷要被捆绑。
I know I would be bound in Jerusalem.
要在罗马受审判，并在那里为主做见证。
And that I would bear witness for the Lord in Rome.
有的时候去传福音，如果没有人去付上生命的代价，可能福音也传不开了。
Sometimes when we share the gospel, if we do not just pay the price and for our life, and the gospel cannot be spread.
好，最后是都苦劝莫去耶京啊。
Finally, everyone tried hard not to go to Jerusalem.
保罗淡定，身边的人不淡定了。
Paul is calm, but the people around him are not.
圣经怎么说呢？
How did the Bible say?
他说我们和那本地的人听见这话，都苦劝保罗不要上耶路撒冷去。
When we heard this, we and the people there urged him not to go up to Jerusalem.
这句经文什么意思呢？
What does this sentence mean?
意思是说，包括短宣队在内，与该撒利亚的弟兄姐妹都苦劝保罗，你别去了。
This means that the brothers and sisters in the shorter mission team and the Caesarea were urging Paul not to go.
留得青山在，不怕没柴烧嘛。
If you keep the green hills, you won't have to worry about the running out of the firewood.
何必要那么快就去殉道呢？
Why do you need to be martyred so quickly?
每当我读到这一类的经文的时候，都会让我想起王怡牧师。
Whenever I read this type of scriptures, reminds me of the pastor Wang Yi.
他也是一个这样的人啊。
He was also like that.
身边的人也是不乏其人劝他讲道，不要讲那么清楚的道啦。
And there were many people just around him who advised him not to preach so clearly.
他身边有人劝他，你千万不要去讲习近平如果不信耶稣就要下地狱啊。
Especially people just urged him just not to say that If you, Xi Jinping, just don't believe in Jesus, you will definitely go to hell.
那习大大听了你这么讲，一定把你投到监狱里边去嘛。
So when Xi heard this, and he will definitely put you in jail.
结果王毅牧师怎么说呢？
How did Pastor Wang Yi say?
他说我所活着的意义正是为了福音的缘故啊。
He said, the meaning of my life is to preach the truth.
Yeah, 我活的目的就是为了传讲真道啊。
And the meaning of my life is just to share to preach the truth.
岂能因为害怕受逼迫就不敢讲真道了呢？
How can I not dare to speak the truth just because I'm afraid of the persecution?
Yeah, 我们来看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
基督的心意。
Christ's mind.
Yeah, 我们必须接受基督的心意是包括让我们去受苦、被逼迫，甚至是去死的。
We must accept that Christ's will includes letting us suffer, be persecuted, and even die.
请问你同意吗
？Do you agree?
请问你害怕吗
？Are you afraid?
请问你是否愿意去面对呢
？Are you willing to face it?
首先，这就是神的旨意。
First of all, this is God's will.
耶稣在客西马利园祷告的时候也同样是这样子啊。
The same was true when Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
要圣灵一直的带领就是让耶稣走上十字架了。
The Holy Spirit has to always let Jesus to go to the cross.
但是临了时候到了主耶稣也同样要面对痛苦的选择呀。
However, when the time came, the Lord Jesus also had to face painful choices.
如此看来，神赐给保罗的还多一份恩典呐。
From looking at this, and God just gave Paul another extra grace.
就是身边还有教会的肢体为他祷告、流泪、苦劝他不要上耶路撒冷去啊。
That is, there were church members around him to pray for him, and with tears urge him not to go to Jerusalem.
反观耶稣基督，连彼得、雅各、约翰都睡着了。
On the other hand, Jesus Christ, even Peter, James, and John fell asleep.
呀，保罗从马其顿一路走来。
Paul just had been just all the way, just on his journey.
呀，圣灵已经不断的、反复不断的警告过他了。
The Holy Spirit had just warned him over and over again.
保罗深知这是一条十字架的道路。
Paul knew this is a path of the cross.
你我都必须要面对的，对吗？
You and I, we all have to face.
我们都必须面对一个，我们是否愿意继续走下去这条路呢
？We all have to face whether we just want to continue, just walk on it.
Yeah. 其次是即使心碎的感觉。
Secondly, even the feeling of a heartbreak.
我们知道教会是神的家。
We know church is the house of God.
教会是基督的身体。
Church is the body of Christ.
同时，教会也是软弱者的避难所、高台与拯救啊。
At the same time, the church is also the refuge, fortress, and the salvation.
因此，教会肢体的生命、经历与分享呢，一定是包括成熟的、不老练的、带有情绪的及有待成长的，对不对？
Therefore, the life experience and the sharing of members of the church must include those that are mature, immature, and with emotion, and also those who need to grow.
要面对，面对。该撒利亚呀，教会弟兄姐妹的这些哭泣啊，这些眼泪啊，这些情绪，也深深的感动和感染到了保罗了。
So facing the brothers and sisters' emotion in Caesarea also just moved Paul's heart.
保罗也同样受到影响嘛。
Paul was also influenced by them.
他就对弟兄姐妹说了。
He said to brothers and sisters.
他说：“你们为什么这样痛哭呢？”
So what are you doing, weeping and like this?
难道你不知道如此痛哭会令到我心碎吗？
Don't you know this will just break my heart?
我为主耶稣的名不但被人捆绑，就是死在耶路撒冷也是愿意的呀。
So for I'm ready not only to be in prison, but even to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus.
要知道一个心里柔软的人是见不得人痛苦的。
We need to know that a person with a soft heart will not be able to see others crying.
保罗为此难过，心都要碎了。
Paul was saddened by this, and his heart was broken.
呀，你知道我为什么叫保罗吗
？Do you know why I named myself Paul?
我的名字改成保罗是也是因为一群弟兄姐妹的灵行，我们之间在一起团契的时候彼此难舍难分那天晚上，最后我就跟弟兄姐妹说，以后我叫保罗吧。
I changed my name to Paul. It's when There's the time that when I parted with the brother sister, and my heart was so ached, and I said, Okay, for now, I'll just name myself Paul.
Yeah, 师父在香港九龙城浸信会周牧做传道人、做牧师的时候呢。
That is when I was the minister in Hong Kong in Kowloon.
Yeah, 临走的时候，跟我所负责的那个团契也叫保罗团契了。
In the time and the fellowship is called the Paul, the fellowship.
Yeah, 当时要和弟兄姐妹告别了，明天我就要走了。
So at the time when I wanted to say the farewell to brothers and sisters that night,
大家舍不得我走，也不说话，就在那里安安静静的与我彼此代祷守望着。
So they were the brothers and sisters were silent and we just be together and just kind of just pray for each other.
好晚了，还没走哎。
It was the very late night. Nobody left.
到几点钟我都忘了，好像到了深更半夜的时候了。
I just couldn't remember what time it was. It just over already in the midnight.
临走，我就跟弟兄姐妹讲，从此我改名叫保罗，纪念你们对我的爱了。
So before I left, and I said, I'll just, in order to remember that your love, I will change my name to Paul.
我也深深体会和经历，一个心里柔软的人是见不得人痛苦的。
So I deeply just feel I can understand a person with a soft heart just will not be able to see other cry.
但是心碎的感觉却不能拦阻使命的脚步，对吗？
However, the feeling of a heart broken just cannot just hinder the footsteps of the mission.
好，最后是愿主的旨意成就了。
Finally, may the Lord's will be done.
圣灵在教会是掌权的。
The Holy Spirit is sovereign in the church.
圣经说，大家见保罗既不听劝。我们便住了口，只说愿主的旨意成就便了。
The Bible says, and since he would not be persuaded, we ceased and said, "Let the will of the Lord be done."
说明该撒利亚教会是成熟的。
It shows that the church in Caesarea is mature.
也看见腓力牧养教会所付出的生命代价与果效。
And we also see the cause and the results of Philip's life in pastoring the church.
保罗的坚持使得教会安静下来。
Paul's persistence made the church quiet down.
整个教会与保罗同感一灵，一同见证主的旨意成全在教会，成全在保罗的身上。
So the whole church felt the same spirit as Paul, and the witnesses that the Lord's will was fulfilled in the church and in Paul.
这里边有一个非常重要的核心价值观，我不希望我的弟兄姐妹不知道。
There's a very important core value here. I don't want you not to understand.
就是寻求神的旨意，什么是标准呢？
That is, what is a standard to seek God's will?
未必是以人是否安全。
It's not necessarily based on the safety of brothers.
也未必是以人是否得到益处、得到利益。
Or whether we receive the profit and just also success.
或者我们的生活际遇是否顺利为标准，这些未必是标准。
Or whether and that what we encounter is very smooth. Those are not the standards.
哪怕是遇到危险，
even though we'll face the danger,
也在所不惜。
And we just put our life in it.
因为神的旨意是包括了人要面对十字架的痛苦的。
Because God's will that includes that we need to face the pain on the cross.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
今天的经文非常宝贵了，弟兄姐妹。
Brother, sister, today's scripture is so precious.
今天上帝的话语教导和帮助我们。
Today God's words just teach and help us.
要让我们远离人本主义的缠绕。
To stay away from the entanglement of humanism.
神要帮助我们进入唯独基督的真理当中。
And let us enter into the truth of Christ alone.
无论我们在世上遭遇的是什么，也要尊主伟大呀。
No matter what we encounter in the world, we must magnify the Lord.
要以耶稣基督的心为心。
We just need to have the heart of Jesus Christ.
我们要在神的面前至死忠心呐。
Be faithful until death.
跟随神，而且是永远跟随神，你是否愿意呢？
And follow God forever. Are you willing?
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你让我们看见保罗在短宣旅程当中所经过、所体会、所明白的真理。
And thank you. You just let us understand about the truth and the impulse journey.
他一路走来就晓得，去到耶路撒冷将有捆绑等着他。
Along the way, and he just knew that when he went to Jerusalem, and he will be just bounded in prison.
接下来的日子也印证了圣灵的带领。
Also, the following days also just testify for God's guidance.
神的旨意是包括了我们要走上十字架，为他受苦。
God's will includes that we will just suffer for Him on the cross.
并在苦难中经历十字架的道路。
Also, in the trial, we experience the path of the cross.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
求你继续的与我们同在。
Lord, please continue to be with us.
带领我们，坚固我们的信心。
Please guide us and strengthen our faith.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.